From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting QNews at wia.org.au.
Good morning, this is Kevin, VK4UH, and I'd like to give you some advance notices from the Redcliffe and District Radio Club. The annual general meeting is planned for Monday the 18th of July. All members are welcome from 7 o'clock. And also I'd like to give notice that the Rod Story Annual Constructors Contest is to be held on the 20th of June, the Monday meeting, which is actually next week. And the winners will be announced from that competition at the annual general meeting. Now, the Constructors Contest is open to everybody and at all levels of ability and complexity. So even whatever construction project you might like to bring along, whether it's the simplest circuit board or the largest project, they'll be all open to judging. So thanks, and bring your projects along, and we'll see you there. This is Kevin, VK4UH, for the Redcliffe and District Radio Club.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Maybe I'm missing something, but in the current election coverage, there seems to be no mention of communications. I know we have a Minister for Communications, but it seems that the subject of the glue that provides distance contact is not an election issue. Yes, there's been a bit of verbal pushing and shoving about the NBN and some murmurs about the funding of the ABC. But it seems the broader scope of radio broadcast and voice data and safety are just not issues that grab the politicians, the public, or the journalists. Perhaps this is an indication that Mr. and Mrs. Average are satisfied with how all this technology is working. Or maybe they don't know until it breaks, and then it is an issue. For the recreational users of radio communications, it seems to be a similar reaction. If there are no threats to usage, then life can meander onwards. Could this then be part of the problem in recruiting people to amateur radio? Is there too much a complacency about the technology that society-wide acceptance has produced? If there is no mystique, no hook to catch the interest, then the opportunity to embrace passes unrecognised. If we think about some of the streams of commentary over recent years, we would have believed that books would be extinct. E-readers do consume a large part of the market, but book publishing continues. We've not all migrated to mobile devices to gather the news and receive visual entertainment. Free-to-air and subscription broadcasting continue. But newsprint is less popular. Commuter buses and trains support the cities, and light rail is attracting the tourists. Historical rail can be attractive with the steam and smoke, cinders and soot, and perhaps amateur radio should be fraternising with successful single interest groups to discover what works for them. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to QNews at wia.org.au.